We have made our way, as ever, to the Country Living stand, and the first stand which has initially caught our eye has to be the Harrogate Candle Company, and we're delighted now to be able to speak to
Deborah Wilson.
Fantastic. I'm saying that for a number of reasons, which I won't go into at this particular stage, Deborah, but there we are. Life continues. Share with us, Deborah, what have we got here with the Harrogate Candle Company?
Right. Well, the Harrogate Candle Company, we started this business 4 years ago. Myself and my colleague, Fiona Carr, who came from different careers, and over a glass of wine one evening, we decided that we wanted to set up our own business. And 4 years later, here we are. We're exhibiting at the Great Yorkshire Show. This is our third year exhibiting at the show. And we are manufacturers of the products. So we produce and manufacture all the products here in a small artisan studio in Harrogate, about a mile away from the showground. So it's a perfect venue for us to showcase our products, meet our customers, and spread the brand of Harrogate and our beautiful home fragrance and products.
And clearly Country Living agree, otherwise they wouldn't have you in the stand. So it confirms that.
Absolutely, that's what we hope. It's a great marquee to be in. It is a beautiful, elevated, in a prime position in the centre of the showground, and Country Living customers come here every year. They like to see the same brands in the same position, and you develop that customer relationship every year.
Well, I can't believe, Deborah, we haven't caught up with you in previous years, possibly because we've been connected with patey belts and various other hats and other sort of aspects. But anyway, yeah. Sue, thoughts from yourself?
Well, I'm just looking at it smells, can I tell you, absolutely amazing. And you have what is effectively a smorgasbord of smells. Lime and black pepper, rock rose and pink pepper, dark amber and sandalwood. How do you decide on which smells, if you will, which fragrances you're going to use in each, and how you put them together?
Absolutely. So it took us about a year to create what are essentially perfumes. We started off, we tested from about 300 and we took it down to 6. A lot of market research, a lot of testing, and it is ultimately a perfume. And with that, we now sort of own those perfumes. And with those perfumes, we can create different products with, obviously different components. In each fragrance, there are potentially up to 9 essential oils that create the fragrance. All 100% essential, natural essential oils that when you have the candle lit or you've got the diffuser in your room, you're breathing in the beautiful essential oils, perfectly natural and mood enhancing. Some of our fragrances are designed to refresh, uplift, invigorate. Others are sort of the divine. The dark amber and sandalwood is a very relaxing, de-stressing, calming essential oil, which is great for sort of lounges and seating areas. And then our autumn Christmas fragrance, orange and cinnamon, is a very deep, rich one, which is perfect for feet up, log fire on, lovely Christmas evening.
You sold it. I mean, Ben, from your perspective of a second year undergraduate going to your third year reading public relations, to help you calm yourself when you're doing either workplace or such, what better way could you actually have?
Oh, no, exactly. I was going to say exactly the same as Sue. The smell is absolutely amazing. But one thing I want to ask is, when you started out the business, what inspired you to create a candle company, especially sort of in Harrogate? What was your biggest sort of idea around it?
Very, very, very good question. So my background is product design and engineering. That's what I studied at university. And my colleague, who will be joining me shortly on the stand, she came from, she was a management consultant, working for Deloitte. So between us, we had the skills. I had the product skills, and it sort of matched together. I'd always made candles throughout my life, and though I spent 20 years as a school teacher at a local high school, a mile away from the showground, I always had this burning dream and ambition, and I would teach my A-level students that, you know, how to design a product, how to take it to market, and I always had this burning ambition that one day, if I ever
left
teaching, I was going to do it, and I could go back to my students and say, this is either how to do it or how not to do it, students, if I ended up going back to teaching. Thankfully, 4 years on, I haven't gone back to teaching. It might, you never know one day, but we are having so much fun. As a business, we now stock over 200 retailers nationally, internationally. We've just started exporting to China and the Middle East. So that the Harrogate name, the Harrogate brand, is not limiting at all. It's a wonderful advert. People all over the world, we get inquiries from literally every country of the globe who have heard of Harrogate and are quite intrigued intrigued by what the Harrogate Candle Company is.
And you're a perfect example of actually what I was talking about with the wonderful Sarah Kahn on a piece I was doing a few days ago, actually, about how using that global market means Brexit. Don't have to worry about that. There's a global market out there.
There absolutely is. I mean, we've just started, as I say, exporting to China and the Middle East, and the demand there, particularly for British manufactured products, quality British products, particularly Yorkshire. They have this particular area of China have a real interest in Yorkshire products, and so it is going really well. There is certainly a demand.
Well, the credit needs to be given where credit is due, Deborah, and you've done sensational results here. Now, we mentioned obviously Yorkshire. Will you ever be getting to the Lincolnshire show, to other sort of crafts designs, or is it a case of no, if it's not within a mile of my activities, I don't go there?
No, absolutely not. We are open to all shows. I mean, we do exhibit down in London every year. We also travel to Birmingham, and we are certainly looking forward to going to Scotland at the Glasgow shows. I mean, obviously we're in our fourth year of business. We are still growing, we are still, at the stage where we're taking on staff, and as the company expands and grows, we'll be able to reach out to more areas and travel up and down the country and spread the word and spread the brand, really. That's the plan.
Hopefully we'll probably follow you on your way, etc., and support you from Science point of view and Southsides as well.
That would be absolutely lovely. You are always welcome.
A website, where can people actually go for the Harrogate Candle Company?
Absolutely. So our website is theharrogatecandlecompany.com.
Simples.
Very simple. Yep, fully spelt out. Absolutely.
Sue?
Now, just as a thought whilst I was looking at these wonderful things, how long do these candles burn for?
Absolutely. Well, we do four different sizes of candles. Our signature candle has a very lovely slow burn, and it burns for up to 40 hours. We do travel candles, which are perfect for taking your suitcase on holiday, so you get that experience wherever you are. They can burn for up to 20 hours. And then we do our sort of showpiece candle, which is our three-wick trio candle, and that can burn up to 80 hours. We do reed diffusers, two different size reed diffusers. We're one of the only companies, actually, that do a very large 200 milliliter diffuser. They're very rare to find, and they will last up to 12 months. We have customers from the Great Yorkshire Show last year who purchased, and they've come back to see us at the stand today to tell us how delighted they are. Their diffuser is still going strong, and we're one of the only companies that offer diffuser refills. Not many companies do, whereby if you keep your glassware, you can just refill it up, so environmentally friendly as well.
Deborah, it's a win-win situation. Once again, we salute you, and we look forward to further interviews in times to come.
Thank you very much. Lovely to see you.
And next door to the exciting world of candles at Searcher, we've come to Herdy Sleep, with such details as up to 6,000 springs, 100-night sleep trial, and, of course, handmade in Yorkshire by expert craftspeople. And we're about to speak to...
Amy.
Amy, talk to us about Herdy Sleep.
Hi, well, we're a fairly new company. It's a bed in a box mattress. It's traditionally made, and it's got the wool in it, of course, the Herdwick wool. So we do actually say we were born in the lakes, made in Yorkshire.
Like that. It's good. It kind of combines Cumbria with Yorkshire, two great counties.
Exactly, yes. And we've got a perfect mattress there if anyone wants to come and have a sit down.
I mean, I think Sue's already diving for the bed. Strange that she's going for this whole thing. So, Sue, would you like to just see what's the feeling?
That's glorious. I don't like my mattresses too soft, but equally I don't like them too hard. That's lovely. Very nice.
The Goldilocks mattress, clearly.
Exactly. Well, all those springs that are in there, there's more than 6,000, as you say, in the king size, and all those springs help to evenly distribute your weight, reducing any pressure points that you might have if you have aches and pains anywhere. And with the sleeping surface in the wool pad being naturally flame retardant, we've not had any chemicals on the top. So if you have any allergies or anything like that, and the wool is of course naturally hypoallergenic as well. And with the 100 night sleep trial that we guarantee, you can keep it for anything up to 100 nights, sleep on it again, and really decide if the mattress is right for you. And if it isn't, for any reason whatsoever, you just give us a call and you can have a full refund. So there's no risk at all.
How easy do you find sourcing the wool for it?
It's all been organised before we even started making the mattresses. Herdy is a company that's been going since September 2008 with the mugs, planters, badges, key rings, that sort of thing. All based on Herdy, obviously, the Herdwick sheep. Nothing was using the wool, but now we've got the mattress and the new company, we've got a fair price set for the wool for the farmers. So it's all about fair trade. With it being made in Yorkshire, we've got a low carbon footprint. With it being a bed in the box, of course, it's much, much smaller than distributing normal size mattresses, so we can get more deliveries out. That's less vans on the road. It's just literally thought about from start to finish and every possible angle to make sure that it's not just good quality, but it's fair.
And I'm delighted, Amy, you mentioned about the furnace to the sheep owners, because I know that the sheep show men, Richard and company, are sort of down the road there. They're always keen on saying, actually, it was British sheep that won us the empire. And what we've actually got here is a wonderful 21st century incorporation. I love the line, we are committed to supporting Herdwick sheep and their farmers, because it's a virtuous win-win circle there.
Yeah, we are actually in leagues with the Campaign for Wool as well. Obviously, that's something to do with the Cumbria district. And it's just really, bringing wool to the forefront. It's got so many good properties for the soft fillings, especially. It draws the body heat down in summer. So if you struggle with heat on a night, it's really good for reducing your temperature on an evening. And of course, wool in winter, bound to keep you all nice and cosy and warm. So,
of course, the thing is, Sue will be staying here now as a sort of standard thing. Ben, you haven't tried it as yet. Do you want to actually take the posterior chest with the gluteus maximus and the whole thing? Get it thumbs up from our Ace Brighton correspondent.
Yeah, I like that. It's good.
Very good thumbs up there.
Well, it's a win-win.
We do have a 20% discount just for the last day today of the show.
I'm sure we could squeeze it into the car somehow. The line is like...
Definitely fit in your car. Look at the size of that box. You could take one away. So, yeah, just for the rest of today, we've got 20%.
We'll have to leave Ben behind, but at least we take a mattress.
Probably. He seems quite comfortable on the bed, leaving that.
Well, and in terms of the web address and contact details, how can people reach you?
Herdysleep.com is the website. We have a free phone telephone number as well that you can reach us on 9 till 5. And, of course, you can always come in and drop in and see us and have a lay down on the mattress yourself and see what you think.
We may well actually make a visit to actually sort of see where things are going there. A quick name check for your colleagues who's on the stand here doing guard duties as well.
This is Hannah.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
How's it been for you, Hannah?
It's really successful, yeah. I was only here yesterday. Yesterday.
We figured Amy was the person who did the full 3 days, but it's okay, Hannah. You've got to sort of check that all's well with all. Amy, many thanks indeed. Where do you go on to after the Great Yorkshire Show?
We're just going back home to make sure all those orders that we've taken over the weekend all get sent out and everyone gets what they've paid for at the discount price.
Ben, you've just actually pointed out that although we were delighted by the wonderful candles and, of course, the matting and the bed sides, etc., when it comes to the countryside living tent and you see something which just is literally a technicolour dream of images and all sorts of other areas, it's quite impressive.
Oh, certainly. It catches your eye as you walk by, and the colours and the array of colours used are absolutely fantastic.
So perhaps maybe we should actually find out whether David Brightmore, who's actually responsible for these wonderful things, is actually here at present. And lo and behold, David, here you are.
Hello.
it's very much a classic. Talk to us about what your technique is, how you develop these wonderful spectrum extravaganzas that we see before us.
Well, it's nice that you describe it in that way. I'm a Yorkshireman, but I live in North Wales. And mountains have had quite an influence in the way I live. And these paintings are an expression of my relationship with the environment. I try to run every other day and walk. And I don't draw or paint what I see. I actually try to express my feelings about what I've seen. And so you'll see in these paintings landscapes, which are relatively obvious, but you'll also find figures emerging from the landscapes, and some people like them, and some people find it interesting to discover things in them which I don't even know they're there myself. So all in all, quite good.
I get a sense of the layering of the work that's actually there, and the more I'm actually looking at each particular image that we've got here, we have, as you rightly say, got images, human beings or humanoids emerging in various ways. The mountains are coming through from that. Is that a deliberate style that you've looked to adopt over the years?
Well, it's developed in the last 10 years or so. I work flat, which is a surprise to people. I work on my hands and knees to start with inks, so that I can fill the canvas very quickly. And I work with about four or five on the go at the same time. And then acrylics, and as it dries, then I can put them vertical and start to draw into them, and I might conclude with oils as well. So I work on a number of paintings so that I've always got something to be involved with. So when people ask me how long did it take, it's very difficult to say, because there might be half a dozen paintings on the go for 3 months.
Some it's not a production line. It's not a production line.
No, it's not. I don't paint to sell. I paint to express how I am, and if people like them, then that's good.
And interact from that perspective. I can't believe we haven't touched base with you before in previous years. Have you been at the Great Yorkshire Show before? Or is
first time at this particular show, but I've done a number of shows with the Country Living magazine. But most of the time I exhibit at art fairs from London to Edinburgh. Do about a dozen a year, and sell from my studio too.
And as we are in the 21st century, is there a web address that you can recommend people who wish to find out more details can go to?
davidbrightmore.com.
Any final thoughts, Ben?
Yeah, well, it's just one thing quickly. Obviously, you've talked about your inspiration from it, but for the colours in particular, they're a lot more different to your conventional colours, especially for any country scenes. What inspired you to bring those colours to life? What, you know, how did you find these colours in particular, the exact tones of them?
Well, it's not complicated. We have the primary colours of red, yellow, and blue, which secondary colours reveal orange, purple, and green. And if you actually relate those to inks, first of all, in their various stages, you've got lemon yellows through to chrome yellows and so on. And then you relate it to acrylics, and then you relate it to oils, you've got a multitude of probabilities, possibilities, and my hope is that I'm creating a kind of a vibrancy from the very basic three primary colours. It's as simple as that, but yet you don't discover that in the first week of trying to do it. I'm 50 years down the track of actually producing stuff, so...
Well, David, we certainly appreciate just a chance to share some of your thoughts today. A reminder, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and indeed sirenonline.co.uk, and also the Midweek Drive Morning Edition at the Great Yorkshire Show. David Brightmore, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
Keeping the international theme going with Passion du Fromage Limited, a selection of French cheeses. Sorry about the cod accent, but we've got a genuine French person, I believe. Who is?
My name is, Jean-François. Everyone call me Jeff. Much is here.
We'll say Jean-François for the moment. It's wonderful. Yeah. Sue, I can see you going weak at the knees already with Jean-François's cheese here.
I'm massively excited about this because I love cheese. And you've got a blue cheese and a green cheese and a red cheese. Explain this to me. How is that so?
Well, it's a natural product. It's a small company, the Berry area of France, who makes them. And we got some, with tomato. The red is due to the beetroot. The green one, basically, is basil and the pesto at the base. The blue one is, help a bit, but it's lavender, flower extract. We got some also with nettles. And one wonderful in the corner, which is with truffles.
Wow.
New lines, and we bring on the top of the more natural and, you know, known one, like the Comté in here, which is a traditional mountain cheese, or the Roquefort, or the Morbier. We got plenty to
Whereabouts in France have you come from, Jean-François?
Personally, I come from Brittany. My colleague behind me come from Champagne area. And he's the one who travel most of France to try to find the best cheeses.
And from France to Harrogate, because we haven't seen you here in times past. Is this your first visit to Harrogate, or are you a regular?
Personally, it's mine, but my colleague was here last year already. Yeah, but we travel all around UK, basically.
And of course, Tour de Yorkshire, Tour de France.
That's right.
May we?
Ben.
Yeah, good morning. I was just also noticing your colleague over there. He's got a selection of meats. Is it meats and cheeses? What's the range of meats he's got over there?
Well, basically, we got some saucisson, which is cured meat, cured sausages, basically. Pork base, but we got some with duck, with venison, different you know, meat, and also we do some bit of Spanish salchichon. We get two or three Spanish products, which are absolutely fantastic. And, well, people can just try them and, of course, buy them.
Okay, brilliant. And if you were to select your cheese here, what would be your highlight cheese? What's your best cheese, you feel? What's your prize winner if you were to enter a competition?
My stomach is just speaking. It would be that one, which is a brebis basque, which is sheep milk from the Basque area in France, from the Basque country, nearby the Pyrenees, of course. That is my personal favourite. Well, one of them at least.
All ties in with Lourdes and a whole range of miracles in all sorts of ways, but we won't go there. In terms of a web address, the best way to find Passion for Trees, presumably passiondufromage.co.uk.
Well, basically, we got some people who ask us to provide for them on a business level, and we got all the details in here to contact us by email or mobile phone.
It's been a genuine delight. I can see that obviously your colleague is already getting change and matter sorted. Exactly. It's very French. I won't talk about European Brexit unions at this stage.
I know nothing about it.
No, exactly. Neither do we. That's the point. Would you recommend anything that Sue or Ben should actually try in terms of having a little taste of the cheese?
Well, certainly, as I said. Here we go.
Do try that. There we are, Sue, our cheese person. She's all set for this. Okay. And we're getting another one here. Ben's going for this. It is ooh-la-la.
Formidable.
Extremely creamy. It's very nice. Very good.
Very easy. Even better with a glass of wine.
I was going to say, what complements it best? If you were to give a glass of wine, or would you go white, red? Anything in particular?
Personally, is red. Oh, yes, definitely. Red wine, yeah.
It's been a delight, and we wish you all of a bonne chance.
Merci beaucoup. Bonne journée.
Without Blueberry Hill Preserves, I say again, without Blueberry Hill Preserves, we could not have held our head up high if we'd actually not found out how the fabulous Blueberry Hill Preserves had been progressing over the last year. And it's good to connect with yourself, the first person we've actually spoken to that we have done in previous years. So good to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. How's things going for you guys? All right?
We're fine. We're splendid. I mean, we have only managed to make the one day of the Great Yorkshire Show this year because we've been all over the place. But how has the year been for yourself?
It's been a really good year so far. Thank you very much indeed. Really positive. Yeah.
Big flavours and great taste. What could you expect? Sue, you've already dug into the tasting scenarios. What are your thoughts?
I have. And I'm amazed at what can only be described, again, this word, a smorgasbord of curds. So how do you go around? Because I can make lemon curd from my granny's very special and very secret recipe. And I can make blackberry curd. But I've never made any of them. I mean, just looking down here, you've got ginger curd. You've got a fantastic chocolate and mint curd. How do you go about the flavours, the different flavours that you've got there?
It's really simple. The ideas are the easy bit. Coming up with the ideas that's innovative. We like to try and be one step ahead of the game. So we always try and be a little bit innovative with our flavours. And we know that there are a lot of chocolate. Chocolates are brand new. They're only 4 weeks old. And we know that people sell a lot of chocolate spreads without mentioning any brand names. But they tend to be quite full of additives, preservatives and relatively unhealthy, I guess. So we wanted to do something a bit different. I mean, curd is a very simple dairy product. It's butter, eggs, sugar, and then the flavour of whatever you want to do. So you've already said you can add whatever flavour you want. It's just finding the right flavour that mixes. So for the chocolate, when we have a plain chocolate using proper cocoa powder, and then we just use some flavoured oils for the mint and the orange. That's all it is. So where you would lose lemon juice or passion fruit juice, just a flavoured oil instead, just a hint, put it through there, and we think it's come out really nice. So, and they're proving really popular.
That passion fruit curd is out of this world. That is amazing.
Ben?
Oh, honestly, they're absolutely fantastic. And well, if you could recommend what to put them with, what would be your best sort of, you know, what would you recommend customers who purchase any of these flavours, what would be the best way to serve them?
Well, the curds are great because you can use them in a number of different ways. So we have different customers buy them for different reasons. So you can use your traditional fruit curds as a breakfast accompaniment, whether it be croissants or toast or just a nice bit of crusty bread. But we also get a lot of people buy them from a baking perspective. So they can make tarts, cakes. They go well with cheesecakes. They go well with ice cream, like an Eton mess with strawberries and meringues and that sort of thing.
Wickedness. Absolute wickedness.
And then you can really make them very healthy by mixing them with a little bit of natural yogurt, that sort of thing, just to make you feel better about eating a dairy food.
It's a bit like the equivalent of buying a Big Mac and having a Diet Coke, yeah, I know what you mean.
Absolutely right. But so different reasons, and everyone's got their own little ways of using them, and we learn all the time because we ask customers what they use them for as well. So we learn all the time, and it's interesting for us as well, you know.
And that's why it was essential we made time for this interview, even though you were a little bit reluctant. Hopefully we made you feel a little bit better at the end of it.
Always. It's just the last day, so a little bit tiring, long days, but it's nice to speak to you again, and thanks very much for coming to see us.
And your name once again?
My name's Rob Clayton.
From blueberryhillpreserves.co.uk.
That's the one.